Oprah. Can you hear me? Oprah versus Donald 2020 and beyond is a conversation by Julie Benetti and Susan Barbaro and is a production of EI Alliance, copyright 2021. Hey, Susan, here we are.
Here we are, and I guess I need to clarify one thing, that the banging, because I'm driving and it's my car, the banging you hear is no longer a wheelchair. It's moving stuff.
And that wheelchair was for your mom, so
that's,
it wasn't.
Right.
Like, we need to confirm, because sometimes you can hear sounds, and who knows what those sounds are.
Right.
And, you know, you can also see things, and it's not completely clear that other people see the same things you see. I mean, that's obvious when they talk about perspective, but, you know, it's also obvious. I mean, who knows, you know, if you're seeing things along the road the same as I am.
Exactly. And you know, when you said that, because I'm trying not to interrupt, because I probably have that bad habit of doing that because I get excited and I want to express something. But, you know, even your own vision changes. And,
right.
And, you know, because I'm dealing with that right now, is my vision seems to be changing. And I'm like, what's this about? Is it, oh, it's an age thing? I'm like, that's what everybody says, and we're comfortable with that. I know.
And, you know, that's perfect what you say about the vision thing, because, of course, everybody says, oh my gosh, that's a bad thing, that's a bad thing. And because it's change, once again, it's like, oh, I have to, you know, I need reading classes, or my focus has changed, or, I mean, think about what I just said, my focus has changed. Mm. It's not really described in that way.
I think, and that relates to so many different things, because your focus of everything. So someone just went by and beeped at me, and it was because I was waiting and letting somebody go, and then the person behind me got mad, and it's, I can get very, like, screw you, what do you do? And I have no idea what they're beeping about.
Right.
I have no idea. And so your perspective and your focus has to be you, and whatever anyone else does, says, you got to kind of pull yourself out of it. I mean, we've had these conversations before, but it's at a different level, I almost feel like. I'm not saying the same thing.
Right, yeah. I mean, because we can, because we're really conversing from the space of within, you know? And rather than, like, looking out there and saying, oh, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong. We're really moving from within. And when you move from within, I mean, there's a lot of work we do. There's a lot of work other people do. There's a lot of work people don't do.
Right.
And whatever, when you know, because you know me, I always say, when you put people into it,
Well, you know. I said the other day, I think I was talking to your husband, and I said, yeah, everything's great until people open their mouths.
Mm.
And then everything changes. It's like, oh, that just got screwed or whatever. It's... And it's not about people. It's not about, because our own conversations are changing. It's not about people and what they do or what they say. It comes down to a point of really making the focus you.
Right.
And I say, and I said this a few minutes ago, I say a lot of the stuff because I need to hear it.
Mm.
I'm not in this, you know, wow, look at me, I've got all this. It's because I need to hear it to remind myself. And I think we had... You know, not to get involved in gender, but I think it is a woman thing. We had this conversation before, and I don't think it's anything different.
And I can't help but, you know, I'm smiling a little bit because I keep on going, and I did interrupt you because I want to say it this way, in our virgin days of our conversations, we used to say to each other, did you hear what you just said? Did you hear what you just said? Not realizing... You know, now we're, like, so energized by realizing what we say.
And so I think what's important, that the point that I get in my head is that we are women. And we've said this before. That's not a mistake. That's not... And we talk about men, and we get into the gender thing, and not the way everybody else talks about it, but we talk about it in terms of men are much more selfish, and this isn't, and you know, I can get grief from this, and I'm not interested in it. It is, in some respects, it's better than women because right. they're much more self-centered and focus on what their goals are and where they're trying to go. And I'm making a generalization, and I know it, and I admit it, but to go further, you have to make some generalizations. Mm. Women are much more community-based mm. and about helping, nurturing, organizing. That's our, and it's, and you can go into, is it nurture, is it nature? And I do believe it can be whatever, but I think that it is a marriage of the two of them. I think we are supposed to still look at the grand scheme of the nurturing and community, but we've lost the sense of self. Right. And it's not a ego. It's mm-hmm. it's that I'm here to do what I want to do, and I get, and as women, we can get so caught up in everybody else, what they think, what they feel, mm. and I think that's been to our detriment, and men don't do that as much, and I think when we talk about ourselves being women, and I suggest this to women, and I'm not telling anyone anything, but that there is another side of this that we've neglected or we haven't really embraced mm. for whatever the reason. And maybe that's where the environment comes in, and we're taught you be a good girl and you do this and you
right.
And it's not that you're not supposed to be a caring individual, because I think that is how we are, and I think that's man and woman. I don't think that's a woman thing. I think men are caring, nurturing, mm. but they nurture in a different way.
Right.
And I think there's supposed to be like a balance. And so all these women have all this amazing, freaking huge power, and it's not being utilized because we, and it's not that men don't. I and this is why I say I think we're women this time around in this yeah. lifetime, because there's an immense power that hasn't been accessed, and I don't know how else to say it. I don't need to keep backtracking, and it's like, just say what you're gonna say. Mm. But it's, I don't have the exact wording. But I yeah. feel like there's something more powerful as women we can do, because we do have the community. We do have that nurturing.
Right.
We do have, I mean, we bring life. We do bring life here with the, you know, of, right. you know, not to get into the, but the, with the help of men, you yeah. know, we, or, yeah. you know, whatever. I don't, but we do bring the life here. We right. are that right. carrier.
Right.
And I think there's something huge that we have not as women embraced, because we're too caught up in the other side of it.
Right.
It's a good price. Get it later.
And I think the, you know, the element of, you know, being in the seasonal aspect of quote-unquote holidays coming and things like that, there's a lot of societal activities that women do and women are quote-unquote responsible for, and yet there's the expectation surrounding them, and not to go into old stuff at all, but to look at it from a different perspective and not be so specific, but the top layer of it. And there's activities that occur where the woman really dives into it, but does she really enjoy it? Like, does she have that space?
I would even go one step further and saying there is something in it, there's a power in it, and we didn't use it.
Right.
It got hijacked, and we right. used it to cook dinner and try to keep everybody happy or whatever. And I want to be clear, this isn't a woman issue. It is
right.
because we all have traits of both within us.
Yep.
At different varying degrees.
Right.
And that's important.
And there's a power to that. There's a power to that. And if one is dormant, and the other, you know, one's sleeping there and you're trying to kick it, wake up, you know, and you're just operating from one. I mean, there's a lack of balance. There's a lack of, you know, there's a lack there because you're not fully yourself. And to embrace, that's a really good word, because it's funny, I'm trying to stay away from the word integrate, because it's not, you know, we've said in the yeah. past, like integrating, being here, and I think it's that word's been hijacked too. Mm-hmm. And there's a difference when you embrace something and you just kind of almost celebrate it as a part of you, because it is a part of you, and then there's a power to it. There's a power to every part of you.
So, with that, I feel, and we have had this conversation off mic 1,000 times, mm-hmm. that we can do a hell of a lot more than we're doing. We know that. Mm-hmm. Maybe we haven't figured it out, and through these podcasts, we work towards getting closer and closer towards that.
Right.
And hopefully the listeners are getting that as well. Mm-hmm. That this isn't just Susan and Julie. This is all of us. And, right. and we talk about it and we share it because we're trying to figure it out. And I think somehow everybody else is as well. Or maybe some people aren't, and I don't care. It's not my judgment or consideration. But, and I think, you know, we talk about it because we're trying to access it. And we've said in the past that, and I think if you, if anyone looks at their life, no one is going to help you but you. You may hear something, you may read something, see something, but you're the only person who can help you. And right. we know that. So we are like fully focused on helping ourselves. We yep. know that's what we're doing. And that's not a, because no one else is good enough. It's not about that. We know we are helping ourselves. So we keep throwing different ideas and books and everything else. I'm going to cut. So we are driving.
And it,
so.
And it strengthens that aspect of you when you, when you're doing that and you're working for, because when you're doing the work yourself and you are, you know, utilizing both the aspects and you're, you know, embracing all of you and you're in that space. I mean, you're not, you know, you're not operating as a victim. You're not looking for someone else to come and save you. And there's and it's funny too, because I often say, like, you know, what is kind of being like thrown at you? What is kind of being thrown in your face? And when you get to the space of you being the space and you kind of you're embracing the totality of you, whatever, you know, I'm not saying, oh, are you level one, level two, I'm not saying any of that, any aspect of that, I think you start to see more with clarity. I mean, of course you would, because you're fortifying the strength of more of yourself, and you see more with clarity, more and more and more about like what's coming at you and what you're, you know, focusing on and what you, you know, not so much what you don't want versus what you do want and all the things that we've said before. And it just becomes, not that it becomes simple, but there's a simplification to it, just embracing.
Well, do you know what you just defined is what we've been talking about, is that happiness, and I use the word, is it comes from within.
Right.
And by us embracing that the within, let me think, that the within is where the power lies. To make yourself happy, that's a whole game changer. That's a whole game changer, and we know that. And I guess, you know, as I said earlier, I'm talking to myself. I'm saying things right. because I need to hear. It's like,
me too.
Why am I not? Why would I not embrace that? Why would I believe that I, you know, we said this in the book, Energetic Invocations, and we keep going back to it, not because there's so many, you get to a deeper level, and right. then a deeper level,
right.
and then a deeper level, and it's like, why would I not embrace that? I know that. I know that. You know that. So why is anything out there, nothing out there should affect us. Not a single thing should affect us, because we know the truth is that we're creating
right.
our happiness. We're creating whatever the joy or lack of joy in our lives is from.
Right.
I sometimes ask myself when I'm facing a challenge that is, I'm going to say it, stupid. Like, what? This is stupid. Why? And then it's not a why is this happening to me. It's right. what, again, we said our new term is, what is this about?
Yeah.
And I think that is, sometimes if I'm going to say is my struggle, and it's not because, oh, it's a struggle. It's because, what am I doing? What is it that,
And we, you know, we're so often the solution is right there in front of your face, because it's, we've been so like trained through our whole lives that, oh, today I got this, I got this problem, I got this issue I have to deal with, I have this going on, I have that, you know, tomorrow I got to, and work trained you, school trained you, all the way down to, you know, even as a kid.
So you now don't fit, no, I'm going to stop you there, finish, because you said it to me, and yep. I'm waiting for you to say it.
Yep.
So,
you know, the expression is, okay, I got to deal with the issues. I got to deal with the issues. And no, you got to go right to the root and stay and operate from the root. When you're operating from the root, you get out of the fake game of dealing with the issues. And, you know, isn't it funny? Because I often look and see, okay, what's the big, you know, when people are screaming about stuff, it is that expression that it's something else. And so the whole mechanism of everything is, all right, that's, you got to, you know, you got to go to school, you got to deal with making friends, you got to deal with the issues. Well, what if you operate from the root of, you know, like a tree?
So can I just interrupt, because you're saying something so huge and you're not saying it the way you said it to me.
Okay.
I think that what you're saying is being a little bit drowned out.
Okay.
Because what you're saying is huge. And the focus, and I'm going to reword what Julie's saying, because what she's saying is huge, is that when the focus becomes, here's the issue, how do I deal with it? And that's what everyone tells us. Well, the first thing you do is you turn it, you adjust this, that focuses them, or they're trying to, blah, blah, blah. You have made the brilliant point the other day. You don't even go into that. You go right to, this is who I am, and this is what I do, and nothing changes that. It's almost like, yeah. You know, it's raining out. Well, this is maybe a dumb example, but okay, tomorrow I'm going for a walk. It's raining out. I'm going for a walk. It's snowing out. I'm going for a walk. The sun's shining. It's like, it doesn't matter what occurs.
Right.
You have your marching orders. I'll just call it that,
right?
Because you use that term. That is a huge and a much different way of looking at things, and you weren't saying that. I'm going to be honest.
Well, listen, there was two parts to it. Well, there was two parts to it, and you know, I had told you the other morning. I woke up, you know, with the clarity of, and it's come in different ways. You know, just do what it is that you do. And it wasn't like a permission. It wasn't like a, you know, okay, this is my new, you know, marching orders. This is my new blah, blah, blah. But it was a huge clarity, because when I heard that and I got that and I felt that, and that was a part of, you know, I told you I rolled over and I quickly wrote it down. I rolled over and I quickly wrote it down because it was, you just do what it is you do. And that's, and to even just focus on that
energy of that. And I have the benefit of talking with Julie when the mic is not on. And I always, you know, it's funny, we try not to talk too much until the mic is on, because a lot of things come out differently once we say it a second time. And the energy of this, like I want to emphasize it, is that if you are you authentically, nothing else matters.
Right.
And that's a huge statement to truly access that.
Mm.
And we had this like, wow, yeah, but it's not, when you say it now, I'm right here with you, and it's like, I don't feel that same energy, because you're like trying to, you're saying what you said, but you're saying it differently, and it's, and unfortunately for some of the listeners that I keep saying we have to just turn it on all the time, because we get these moments of that clarity. And the energy of it is, like, just immense. And then sometimes when you recreate it, it's not as immense because it's being, you know, like...
Well, the funny thing is, you've already experienced that energy.
Right.
It's like hearing a joke.
Right.
I mean, it's like, it always amazed me. I mean, you can hear a joke one or two times, and then you try to tell the joke. Because then you want to tell it the way to get the same feeling of you heard it. And it's often, you know, even when... you know, you experience a comedian and you're like, wow, that was a great joke. That was a great, it's almost like the comedian has to top himself and top himself and top himself because you already experienced that.
Right. But to use that to go with what we talked about, if a comedian is a comedian because they love coming up with jokes, they love seeing things and making a joke about it, they don't ever have to top themselves because they just, that's what they love doing. Right. And it's not a, oh, I got to do better. It's, I want to do better because I, you know, it's like anything. You learn how to do something, you want to get better because you can. And you want to get better, not for, oh, I have to top or I have to do better or I have to be more. It's because I just want to do this because, oh my God, that's so funny. How do I make a joke of this now? And I'm not a comedian, although one could argue. but so for me, it's I'm just kind of generalization of it. You and I do what we do right now because we have always done it. These conversations, the only thing that's different right now than that's been different from day one is now we're recording it. And we're sharing it. We've shared this umpteen thousand times with people who just kind of congregate and want to talk to
you. Kind of come in our circle.
Yeah, and they want and so it's been happened naturally. We talk about, that's why it's funny, we talk about this same stuff and we keep moving forward and like, what's the energy of it? Like there's a massive, huge energy behind all of it. And we keep moving to try to access it. Yeah. What is it like? And it's really a conversation. It's like learning a foreign language. You know, you go to Spain or you go to Mexico or France and you want to speak the language of where you are.
Yeah. So as you're saying this, I'm looking out the window and there's a hawk flying above the trees. And there was a hawk circling above the trees. And it's fascinating to me, hawks, because the example of this is, you know, you said in the expression of the energy of that statement I have when I got it that morning. And when I rolled over and I wrote it down quick, I didn't want to like hear anything, say anything, do anything. And then when I shared it, it was still the same vibration. And then, you know, when we start to talk about it, I'm not really in the space of it. But when I open up and see where I wrote it, and then I look at it again, and I say it to myself, you just do what you do. There's a different, I can get that feeling again.
I feel that.
And so the reason why I brought up the hawk was because when you were talking, I looked up and, you know, he had said that and he was circling. And we had said, you know, in the circle that you're in and everything. And, you know, yeah, I'm not a hawk, but like, I get it. He's circling from the macro to see the micro. He's looking for food. I mean, we know what he's doing. He's an animal. He's looking for food. He's not there anymore. So he just had to do one circle and he found what he was looking for. And so it's the same kind of thing with the vibration of he was completely in that space. And that's kind of what I want to alliterate.
And
that
he doesn't care about
the wind.
He doesn't, not even
you know,
that.
The news, the weather.
He's not wondering who's walking, who's going out with it. It's, I need food. I'm over here. Maybe the wind's blowing, so I'm going to come at this angle.
Right.
Or I'm going in.
And he could spend because they fascinate me because, you know, they circle. And circle, they create these circles. And he could spend 6, 8, 10, 12, and sometimes you see them go, here he is, still up there. Boom! It was like a one and done. And it's the same thing when you, what you said there, which was cool. You go to the, you just do what it is you do.
So,
and the vibration of that, it's almost like taking a sigh and a, you know.
And so what you do for everyone is whatever it is you do.
What you do for yourself.
Well, I'm just making a generalization that if people are saying, what are you talking about? Because, you know, that's where I would go. Was, what are you talking about? All know. It's like a feeling. And when I have these conversations, I've had these conversations my entire life, not at this extent. You know, of course, not to this extent. But I've always had a group of people that I would talk to. And I would talk, and, you know, we used to joke, you know, we're going to solve the problems of the world, you know. And it's because I would talk. I wouldn't talk about people, like, and I never really cared about the gossip, but in terms of changing the world, that always fascinated me. Not because I want to change the world, but because there was something in that, and it was not like that's the answer. And I go into what we're saying is different. And this isn't an ego thing because, again, I don't care. I mean, I'm going to be mean. I don't care who listens to me and who doesn't. People have the ability to not listen to this or get in the subscription and move with it. And
right,
I don't care one way or another. Mm. I have made the statement to you, and I'll make it here. Like, I'm going to continue to do this because this is the journey I've been on my entire life, is moving and understanding things very differently. And whether we have, you know, 10 subscribers or 10,000 or 10 million is not going to change what I'm going to do. Mm. And I know in my heart of hearts, I'm always going to be supported somehow, some way. I always have been. Mm. And I think that bears saying, because I really, you know, I hear different things, and it's like, if anybody looks at their life, they've somehow gotten to where they are. And I'm not going into, it's self-reflection. I'm here, and I've gotten to where I am, and I've had my own life's issues, as everybody has. I don't think anyone really cares about my life issues. It's not worth a discussion.
You know, it's funny. You just made me, because you know, there's another level to drill down into, and you know, we could talk for a couple of hours about this, and you know, maybe we'll split it up and we'll do that, because there's a different level to drill down into. And you know, of course, you know, if you go out and you study karate, they have levels of karate and levels of, I mean, there's like secrets of all this everywhere, like hidden everywhere, like right in front of your face. And there's a level to drill down into this, but it's within. It's not outside. There's a unique, you know, a unique original experience that is always an original experience. I mean, I could say this sentence to myself a million, you know, and it's not me just stressing the words, you just do what you do. It's not that way.
Well,
but it's, you could say that and you could experience it differently. And it's up to you to kind of be present and to be aware and to be you.
So at one point, when you're saying this, right, because I said, it's about me, right, and I'm listening, and I thought, you know, if I embrace what you're saying, really embrace it, because it's not about me telling anyone anything.
Right.
If I really embrace it, then I think, where do I get lost? And it's because if I want something, whatever it is, right, in my mind, I know what my award is.
Mm.
The minute it turns into, oh, but you need an award, someone's going to give you an award for it. It's changed. Like, my internal self knows what it is I want.
Mm.
And if I'm just going to say, you know, I want a new place to live.
Mm.
I have a new place. I will have a new place to live. And that's my award. But if I look out and it's like, well, you're supposed to have this, and you're supposed to have a house, and you're supposed to have this, and you're supposed to have that. My own self being, doing what I do has now been hijacked, because now there's an outside, quote, award that I should be striving for.
Mm.
I've written certain things. We started with you, and then certain things, again, I don't write like everybody. I just journal. It's my journal. And then I kind of take out any personal, not because I don't want to share, but because I think the power is not in my personal journey. It's in what I learned through it.
Mm.
And then, And I one of the things I wrote was, if I write and no one reads it, should I keep writing? And the funny thing is that the question is if I do that, sorry, I know someone just went by and just gave us a funny look, and I'm like, does she, anyways, at the minute if I turn around and say, no, I shouldn't write because nobody bought the book, it's like stupid, because then I'm looking for outside validation of the importance of it. And I've said this 1,000 times. Yeah. I learned something in doing that. Of course I should do it. What if nobody reads it? It doesn't matter. I learned, I grew, and my spirit, my soul has made a huge change. So yes, I should consistently write. And the minute I turn around, I'm like, well, is it a New York Times bestseller? Well, no. Well, then you shouldn't write. Well, that's where the outside award comes in, saying you shouldn't do this. And my whole, what I do, what you wrote, gets warped.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, what? Where did we learn that? That unless you get validation and somebody tells you you did good, then you didn't do well. What's that? And that's what I think happens, is we're looking for someone to tell us, did I do a good job? Do you like me? Did I do it right?
And not only where did you learn it, but, you know, where did it become addictive? That you not only, you're not going to give it to yourself, but you're looking for someone else to give it to you. And then if a million someone else's are looking for someone else to give it to them, it's like, who's the, I don't want to be that person. It's like, yeah, you did good, you did good, you did good, you did good. Oh, thank you. Yeah. That means something? That means nothing.
Exactly. And I think that's a little bit of the beginning of where we kind of lost our way.
Thank you for subscribing and listening to this production from EI Alliance. Check out our Amazon Authors pages and Google Play Books for our books and ebooks, and our fan link for podcasts available everywhere. Find music from the Free Rock Trio and New Threads everywhere too.